Track 5. How do people travel now? In recent decades, the Northeast has seen rising levels of car use and ownership. This reliance on the private car needs to be addressed, and the use of sustainable types of travel, such as walking, wheeling, and cycling, promoted. This chapter provides an insight into the way that people are traveling in the Northeast as of late 2022, including information on recent levels of active travel. There were an estimated 408 million trips under 1 mile and 750 million trips under 5 miles made by car in the Northeast in 2018-19, meaning that at least 33% of the trips in the region under 5 miles were made by car. In line with government aims, we want to prevent a car-led recovery from COVID-19. Active travel can play a key part of this, with governments seeking active travel and public transport to be the natural first choice for journeys going forward. Active travel is crucial to how we get around, from walking or wheeling to a local shop, to cycling on one of our national cycle network routes. Active travel is already a popular way to move around the Northeast, consistently being the second most frequent choice of transport for all trips. It's also estimated that for journeys to metro stations, only walking and cycling have rebounded above the overall level of recovery. According to the 2021 National Travel Survey, regionally 31% of trips in 2021 were made by walking. This gives us a solid base to build on to achieve government targets for active travel, but we want this to be even higher. Figure 10 in the printed document is the National Travel Survey 2021 statistics. This has car/van driver 40%, walk 31%, car/van passenger 20%, other local bus 5%, taxi/minicab 2%, other public transport 1%, pedal cycle 1%. This relates to journeys to and from metro stations. Walking and wheeling. In the Northeast, we are close to national average rates for walking once a month, once a week, or 5 times per week. This is good and shows that we could also reach the national target set out in the government's second Cycling and Walking Investment Strategy 2. Department for Transport figures show that 71% of people in the Northeast walk or cycle as part or all of a journey at least once a week, while 85% of respondents to a 2022 survey on walking and wheeling in Tyne and Wear either would or do walk 5 minutes to get public transport as part of the same trip. In the Northeast Travel Survey 2022, the most frequent types of journey that people walked were attending education, for leisure, and shopping. For cycling, it was commuting, attending education, and leisure. Walking has also proved resilient to the increase in road traffic volumes, with walking still the principal mode of travel to school at 45% of 5 to 16-year-olds. However, this gap has been decreasing, particularly at primary school age. Regionally, according to the National Travel Survey, we have the second lowest level of scholastic active travel of any region in England at 36%, below the national average of 47%. One of the key aims of this strategy will be to address this. Figure 12. Active travel to school, 5 to 16-year-olds, by region 2021. Yorkshire and the Humber, 67%. London, 61%. England, 47%. South East, 47%. South West, 51%. East of England, 44%. England excluding London, 44%. North West, 42%. East Midlands, 40%. North East, 36%. And West Midlands, 23%. Cycling. In the first 6 months of 2022, we've seen an increase in cycling of around 6% compared to pre-pandemic levels, with some routes seeing larger rises. A recent survey in Tyne and Wear found 60% of respondents who cycled did so at least once a week, with the majority cycling 3 to 5 days a week. Our research also found that while 51% of people who cycle had not changed their amount of cycling over the last 12 months, 20% were cycling slightly more or much more than 12 months ago. This is positive, and we need to continue to encourage this growth moving forward. Our research shows that in Tyne and Wear, access to bicycles had not shown much change between 2019 and 2022, with around half of respondents owning a bike and a further 6% able to borrow a bike when required. This was 10% higher than the national average of 47%. Figure 13 shows that bicycle ownership and access changes over time. The highest uptake is between the ages of 5 and 10 and 11 to 16, when many begin learning how to ride a bike. Figure 13 is owns or has access to a pedal cycle in England by age band, percentage, from the National Travel Survey 2021. It is highest, at nearly 90%, when people are 5 to 10 years old. It then drops to about 70% when they're 11 to 16, continues to drop until they're in their 30s, then rises again, before dropping again in their 50s and 60s. Impact of COVID-19 and cost of living. Active travel became an even more important part of our lives during the period of COVID-19 restrictions, when social movement was limited and active travel provided a way to get some exercise. Active travel was also a way of getting around when people were advised to only travel if necessary and where possible to avoid public transport. Transport is an important area of regional average household spending. The average Northeast household spent £73.90 per week on transport prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, which was 15% of total household expenditure before the cost of living crisis. Before the cost of living crisis, approximately 39% of Tyne and Wear respondents signalled an expectation towards walking more and 26% towards cycling more in the next 6 months based on cost of living concerns. This is from the Nexus Insight panel, Cost of Living, April 2022. In a national level survey, 39% of respondents suggested they were beginning to make fewer non-essential journeys. Our research, as part of the Making the Right Travel Choices Strategy 2022, has shown that households are already reconsidering some of their journeys due to costs. Changes to some working habits may also create long-term shifts in active travel patterns. According to the Office for National Statistics 2022, around 22% of employees in the Northeast work mainly from home, with shifts towards hybrid working in many industries, meaning that people are spending less time in the traditional workplace and more time at home. As can be seen from a graph in the printed version, which is based on Google Mobility data. The Northeast, however, does have a lower percentage of home working than London, the Southeast, Northwest, and Southwest, and is around 2% below the national average for England. These working patterns may well change in the medium to long term. For those who may now walk, wheel, or cycle less as a result of changing working patterns, the possibility of active travel for leisure becomes even more important to ensure they remain healthy and mobile and maintain active travel rates. Uptake is above the national average for walking for leisure in the region, as outlined in Figure 15 in the printed version, which offers positive indications that walking and wheeling for exercise and leisure will continue. For example, in a 2022 Walking and Wheeling Nexus Insight panel survey in Tyne and Wear, exercise and convenience were the two main motivators for journeys that respondents walked or wheeled. How do people travel now? Chapter summary. It is clear that while we start from a strong base in our work to develop active travel in the region, there are areas that we can improve on. For many metrics, we are around the national average and are well positioned to enable more people to walk, wheel, and cycle for more journeys. The next chapter will look at the challenges of active travel. And that is the end of Track 5.